You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In the wake of the killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer almost a month ago, the conversation about race is changing in America. Calls for white people to educate themselves about systemic racism and how they benefit from it were brought to the forefront. And many, many white people who had not engaged before seemed to be listening. Well, quickly, book recommendations were popping up everywhere, and local bookshops could not keep their shelves stocked with many of these books. All those recommendations, though, they can be overwhelming, especially for someone just beginning to acknowledge racism and white supremacy in our society, and frankly, maybe looking at themselves in this picture. So today, we have brought in Laura Delaney. She is the owner of the Rediscovered Bookshop in downtown Boise to give us an anti-racist reading list, but to also talk about why reading and learning is really the best place to start. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, Laura, I imagine your business took a bit of a hit when you had to close because of the pandemic back in March. But now, with calls for white people to be educating themselves on anti-racism, I am assuming you cannot keep some of these books in stock. So how has your business fluctuated over really the past, you know, 3-4 months?
So over the last 3-4 months, we've had an incredible roller coaster of being a business. And but the thing that's been constant is that we've really felt well taken care of by our community. We are down in sales, absolutely, but we're making it. We're making things work. And what has been happening when the Black Lives Matter protests started coming to the floor, we absolutely had so many, many calls and requests, us and independent bookstores across the country. And I was never so grateful for having an e-commerce site that could work so that we had a way of working through that.
Yeah,
we are starting to see these books coming back in stock, though.
Okay, so that's the good news. So let's talk about some of these key books right now, because I imagine White Fragility, which is by Robin DiAngelo, is one of those books. And so for those who are not aware, can you give a little bit of background on that particular book?
Sure. So White Fragility is actually written by a white woman to help us understand why the conversation needs to happen and why it needs to happen in circles that are predominantly white. One of the points that she raises is that racism is in the hands of the people who have the power and the ability to exclude people. One of her cases in point is she uses women's suffrage as an example, because white women were given the right to vote, not by themselves, but by the white men who held the power at the time. And the better we are able to understand the systemic racism that we have and the roles that we play in it, the better able we will be to develop a stronger, better society.
And she goes on, I mean, pointing out the suffrage movement. I mean, here we are, you know, this year celebrating 100 years of women's right to vote. But we should note that was white women's right to vote.
Yes. Yeah. Black women did not get the right to vote for many, many years. And we were in the well into the 60s and the Voting Rights Act before that.
So as you mentioned, Robin DiAngelo, she is a white author. But she said in an interview with NPR that part of this education on race has to come from reading Black authors. So what are some Black authors that you would recommend?
So the place actually that I recommend starting is with Stamped from the Beginning by Ibram X. Kendi. Either it's an original form remix that was written with Jason Reynolds. I particularly like the remix as an audiobook. Jason Reynolds narrates it. He is a poet and an incredibly engaging speaker. And it's about a 4-hour audiobook, and it gives someone a really solid overview of what are the key issues and challenges and the history of racism going back to before 1700 in the United States and on Western European culture. I found that overview to be a great introduction. And then to dive into something, Stamped from the Beginning is the notebook about the history of racism that is currently in print. And I highly recommend reading that. But if you're just getting started, I would totally go with the Stamped from the Beginning young adult remix. It's not just for young adults.
Okay, that's right. Good to know. So can I ask just personally, is there one book that stands out to you as really maybe having maybe changed or maybe just enlightened your understanding of race?
Boy, I would be, so I don't think I can point to one single book that was this watershed moment. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go, actually, I would probably say the Stamped from the Beginning is probably the most impactful. But there are so many other books that actually help frame the conversation. So I want to talk the book, So You Want to Talk About Race is okay. Another place that I would go towards, because what she does is each chapter of that book is a different question. That is a question that I've heard many times from customers in our store or in discussions or at the human rights book group that we host with the WASMA Center at the Black History Museum. But so one of the ones that's in here is, you know, what is intersectionality and why do I need it? Why am I always being told to check my privilege? And what she does in that book is really invest in that question and pulls it back into her experience and the larger context of what's important about it. But since it's organized with these questions, it just makes things easier for someone to step into it and say, this question is the one that's bothering me today. I'm going to dive into it.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Laura Delaney. She's the owner of the Rediscovered Bookshop in downtown Boise about an anti-racist reading list. So don't worry if you're not catching all of these titles and authors right now. We're going to put a full list of Laura's book recommendations on our website at boisestatepublicradio.org. But Laura, let's get into an actual reading list. Do you have a few suggestions then for like nonfiction anti-racist books by Black authors? So you mentioned so you want to talk about race, but are there others?
I'm actually going to make a pitch for The Survival Math by Mitchell S. Jackson. We actually have, most of Boise was introduced to him, or a portion of it, last October. He was the person who interviewed Ta-Nehisi Coates at the Cabin event last October. He came back to Boise in February for an event at our bookstore, and he's going to be at our virtual book club. So it's a chance for you to have a more direct connection with an author of color. Mitchell Jackson wrote Survival Math. It is a memoir and essays about growing up in Portland as a Black man with a really complex set of situations growing up. He talks about how he has pops, which is it's his amalgam of parents, who his dads were, because it was five different men who he has assembled into one parental figure in his mind. But he not only has this personal experience to it, he actually draws it into a larger historical context all the way around different subjects. He's going to be at our book club virtually on July 9th. I do know that we will have copies coming in again of Survival Math towards the end of the week from Simon & Schuster. I really, really think that's a great book to add into things. I talked about White Fragility. Other books that I'd take a look at is, again, another one is a young adult book. It's called This Book is Anti-Racist. It's 20 lessons on how to wake up, take action, and do the work. It is, again, a young adult title, but I like these for people to be able to get started with it because it is short. You can take action with it.
Okay. So So can we talk a little bit about reading fiction as well? I mean, it's so important to read these guides to anti-racism and to learn to notice maybe, you know, racist tendencies or even just complacency, right, when it comes to racism itself. But what about, you know, reading fiction by Black authors? I mean, what would you say is really the importance of consuming Black media?
So when you read fiction or nonfiction, often people are driven to write because they're trying to explain or understand something about the world they find themselves in. And when you read books by Black intersectional person of color, you actually have a window into another person's existence. And that's true of all books, but even more important right now to make sure your reading list is broad and that you let other perspectives in, even if they may not be comfortable for you. When I look at, you know, I have a lot of options on this one. I want to start with Yaa Gyasi. She wrote a book called Homegoing several years ago. And Homegoing is the story of two sisters, one of whom was sold by the British to American slavers. The other one ended up marrying a British officer and remaining in Africa. And it follows this family's through generations where you see the impacts of trauma in their two different paths and the directions they come together. And I brought this one up again because she's got a new book coming out, which I have nearly finished. It is called Transcendent Kingdom. And this one focuses on a woman who is a doctoral candidate at Stanford working in neurosciences and the causes of addiction. And it combines with her family's immigrant status, addiction, her younger brother died from an OxyContin overdose, and the depression that her mother is existing in. And this story is powerful and riveting. I really like her writing style. You can just keep going with it page after page, and suddenly you're like, oh, I read 100 pages and I hardly even noticed.
I love when you read a book like that.
Yeah, and The Transcendent Kingdom comes out later in July. So it's available for pre-order on our website, and I'm super excited about that. Another place that I like to go is to genre fiction, because there's a lot of great stories, and I want to talk about N.K. Jemisin. She is probably the strongest science fiction fantasy writer that we have going right now. And the place that I want to recommend is her short story collection that's called How Long Till Black Future Month. It does what science fiction does best, is it takes things that are challenging or just have a really complex shape, and when you can turn it just a little bit and you can look at it in a new way, it gives you new understandings and insights. It's one of the things I think science fiction does absolutely better than anything else, because they aren't bound by reality and they can make these shapes and turn them in ways that they need to be turned to illuminate. Other places that I'm going to go is I really want to make sure I talk about kids' books. There's a lot out here, but I'm going to go to one that's been out for quite a while. It's called One Crazy Summer by Rita Williams Garcia. And it is the story of three sisters in 1968 in Oakland, where their father sends them out. And they end up staying at the Black Panther summer camp, and they work on protests and they create papers. But it's also all about them trying to figure out who they are, who their mother is, and what in the world is going on in this world. Because when we have all these things happening with the adults, and the adults are struggling to understand what's going on, it's important to make sure we spend time working with great literature to give kids the vocabulary, that's a word.
I knew what you meant.
The language to be able to have that conversation in ways that are meaningful.
Yeah.
So I really like that particular one right now And but there's still an enormous number of, like, again, Jason Reynolds is a writer of children's literature. He wrote Ghost, which is a story about track. I was a National Book Award finalist. I can keep going, but I'm going to go to one of the ones actually that I haven't read, but that I think six of our staff have read. It is Deacon King Kong by James McBride. And it is set in, this is what I wanted to check to make sure you heard my computer in the background, that I get the date right. Come back here. It is 1969 in Brooklyn. And Deacon King Kong is, from everybody they talk about, an incredibly funny book and incredibly serious. It is a book that lets you laugh and cry and do all of these at the same time. It deals with the complexity of characters. One person said, like, okay, it's like you have one character here, but there's all these other characters that surround them, that, and okay, everybody is rich and detailed.
So I have to say, I'm reading the book, The Hate U Give, right now.
Oh yeah.
But I'm reading it because I have a kiddo going into seventh grade in the fall, and I had been recommended that he read it, and I wanted to read it first. And it is a fascinating read, in particular with what's going on right now in our country. And mm-hmm. And I have to say, it's one of the first times I've intentionally read a Black author. And there is something about when you read a book by a Black author about these particular issues, as you said, Laura, it does take you in to, I think, a lived experience that as white people, we will never know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really fascinating. Yeah. I need to let you go, but very quickly, can you, what are your thoughts on this, the campaign to flip the bestseller list? I think this is so interesting from a publishing perspective.
So I actually can tell you that our bestseller list in Boise is a whole lot more Black this week than it has been before. And I love this idea because part of what happens is that these voices have been marginalized. They haven't been in the spotlight. And this gives people a chance to try out some new things, because if everybody buys two books in a week by Black authors, that bestseller list is going to change, and people's understanding of the world we live in will change too.
Such a great intentional idea. Now, again, very, very quickly, Rediscovered Books will have their Human Rights Book Club, and that will happen in July. You can get all the information on their website. We've been talking with Laura Delaney. She's the owner of the Rediscovered Bookshop, about her anti-racist reading list. Laura, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with us.
Thank you too. Have a great day.
You too. And we will, of course, have all the titles and the authors that she mentioned on our website at boisestatepublicradio.org. This is Idaho Matters.